For Women's Month, True North FM has teamed up with the Status of Women Council of the NWT and the NWT Chamber of Commerce to highlight amazing women throughout the territories. And throughout the month of March, you're going to be hearing clips of interviews on the station with these amazing women. And here's the full interview I did with Laska Narasu, who's an artist from Inuvik. In your bio that was really nicely written up by yourself, you mentioned that you are an artist, and I'm kind of curious, because I always love when I'm chatting with different artists, whether that's musical artists or visual ones, what kind of made them want to get into art? So what was it kind of for you that kind of interested you in becoming an artist?
I've always been really creative since I was small, and it wasn't until, like, I've always been kind of selling things, but not really like on a full-time basis, I guess. And when my youngest boy was maybe 6 months old, I really started creating more different things. And I was focusing on home decor because I had recently just got a new house and wanted to start creating, you know, things for my home. And once I started posting it, there was just so much interest. And from there, I just started building and it's where I am today.
Yeah, I can only imagine, like, you started posting these things just as like, oh, I'm just, you know, sharing this, share them. But then you actually started seeing like the interest and the support. That's exactly it. Coming back for it. It must be great to see. So whenever I chat with artists, I always love asking this question because I always feel it's, I always get a different answer for it. When it comes to creating art, I'm sure there's always, you know, different inspirations other artists take. Like, some musicians I've talked to speak about how, you know, the landscape of the territory really speaks to them, and they find that really, you know, gives them inspiration when they're thinking of like what songs to write about or what to write songs about rather. And, you know, Lila Gilday, when I've spoken with her, she's mentioned that she really feels her being a Dene woman and being connected with her culture through her people really finds inspiration through that. So I'm curious what whether it's, you know, the art or just what around the territories or just what in general kind of helps inspire your art and helps you to create that.
Well, for me, a lot of it is my culture and my language, and like just being so far up north, I'm always trying to incorporate like my language and, you know, our traditional tools and like things that we would see around like our camps and, you know, from the land. And I always try to, like, I love to use even like caribou antlers, for example. Like, I will use those in any way that I can for like home decor and stuff. And also my boys are what like inspire me, because I want them to be more connected, you know, and to learn our language. And so I'm always just trying to find different ways. Like, you know, I make a lot of wall hangings, so I want to, our Gwich'in language or our Inuvialuktun language, because both my sons are, one's Gwich'in, one's Inuvialuktun. So I try to make sure there's like that I have both. And then I know that like I'm from Inuvik, so I try to make sure that I can offer that to other people, because I'm sure that if that's how I feel, that's how other people would feel as well. And having those pieces like in their home where you can see, like, you can see the, like, our culture in our home.
Yeah, and I feel like it, people who might not be a part of that culture, it kind of, it's like a little window into what that culture is like, and it kind of, you know, opens up, like you were saying, the culture of your people to people that might not have had the chance to experience something like that, and I think that's really great. It says in your bio here, another thing I love, that you love to highlight moments in your art, and it says here you love getting to highlight, you know, the feeling of a new baby in the family, or your child's graduation, or marrying your best friend, or, you know, cheering up the girlfriend who might need a push to get through their obstacles. I'm, you know, curious, what are some of your favorite moments to highlight and make art out of? Like, what are some of the ones you feel you love translating that onto a canvas more than any of the others?
Just things that I can get off of the land. Like, I love to put the spotlight on things that we have up here. You know, like, I love to offer that as well to people that are down south that might, you know, be interested in things from up north. And so I always love to use and put a spotlight on things that we have. Like, I made a bunch of little ornaments for Christmas, you know, and just like a, like traditional tools, and just like any way that I can incorporate all of that so that we can share that as well to people who might not be from here, but, you know, love to learn about it, or, you know, like display it and stuff. So
right now, I think that's it's a great answer there. Just kind of getting to highlight, you know, parts of your culture in general, those moments of it, and so people can share it or recall back to, you know, a moment, like they see, like you were saying, saying they're a piece of like a traditional tool, maybe they look at that and that, you know, reminds them of something they did with, you know, their father or their grandfather when they were out mm-hmm. on the land. You know, it strikes up that memory in them. And maybe that wasn't even the intention yeah. of the piece. Mm-hmm. And so my last question I have for you here, and I know probably there might be some people listening to this who, like yourself, are an Indigenous woman who might be wanting to get an art, or just, you know, doesn't have to be Indigenous. They're just interested in getting to art in general, and maybe they just don't know how, if like what avenues there might be. Maybe they feel like, oh, you know, as an Indigenous woman, I don't really know if there's, you know, someone who would want to hear my voice. I'm curious, what are some of the words of advice that you would give to a woman wanting to get into an art, maybe even into the same field that you're in?
Mm-hmm. So my advice would be to just work hard, to be original and be creative. Like, try to, you know, use your own designs, and it's a lot of work, but, you know, even just going for walks or doing different things, like, you can get inspired by so many different elements and stuff. And so it's a lot of work, but always be willing to learn new things and always be willing to grow. And there's just so many talented people that have helped me as well. So, like, always, and don't be afraid to reach out as well, you know, like, and I'm always here to help too. So if you ever have any questions, like, feel free to ask me, and I'm willing to help always. I just want to say thank you to the Status of Women Council and the NWT Chamber of Commerce for choosing me. And I just want to thank everyone who nominated me. And also, I just want to recognize the other ladies who were put forward. Everyone, all the names that I saw, were everyone just such hardworking and super talented entrepreneurs, and which is why I'm so honored to have been chosen. So I just want to say thank you. And thank you to you guys as well for doing the radio interview. I really appreciate it.
And a huge thank you to Laska for sitting and chatting with me. And remember to come check out the on-air section of mytruenorthnow.com all throughout the month of March, because we're partnering with the Status of Women Council of the NWT and the NWT Chamber of Commerce to highlight these amazing women all month long.